niggas are having a good time with our policy banks up there in Harlem, driving them new Cadillacs.
I knew that was going to happen as soon as I started making big money.
I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that?
All we asked for was a chance to prove ourselves. A fair and impartial opportunity. We thought we had that chance. But you invite us to a poker game, hand us a fixed deck, and then wonder why we can't win?
Next time you're asked a question, you answer it. Or I'll hang your black ass in space, understand?
All fucking niggers must fucking hang.
In my city, we would keep the traffic in the dark, people to call it. They're animals anyway, so let them lose their souls.
Some fucking my auntie.
Why'd you join the Air Corps, boy?
This country has enemies, sir, and there are people who need protecting from those enemies.
What people, nigga?
Two niggers just stole my truck. Can you believe that shit, huh?
That's a bunch of niggers.
Get your shit together, brother.
Listen to me.
You know something, something that bothers me, man.
What bothers you, nigga?
College-educated niggers who've convinced the press that they can fly expensive war planes.
Do you really believe I would have a nigger run our family business, Randolph?
Of course not. Neither would I.
No. I'm just making a suggestion, that's all. I mean, it's part of the community relations program, you know, get to know your neighborhood better, take a nigger to lunch week, you know, things like that.
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him, I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro. Probably been stealing since he could crawl.
There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kites, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
I don't want to waste my time and the court's money on a two-bit piece of shit like you. But with your record, nigger, I can put you away for 20 to 25 years.
You gold teeth, gold chain wearing, fried chicken and biscuit eating monkey, ape baboon, big thigh, fast running, high jumping, spear chucking, 360 degree basketball dunking, titsoon spade, mulling yarn. Go the fuck back to Africa.
How do I feel about my country? And how does my country about
wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Leroy, the big lip nigger, also had a pushed in nose. And if he took his boots off, you could even see 11 toes. All of the other Negroes used to laugh and call him Bumbles. They would let poor Leroy join in any Negro rumbles.
They're very musical people, aren't they?
You know, someday I'm going to get the chance to rearrange that ugly black face of yours.
These bastards are always resisting.
All right, Jungle Bunny.
You okay, sweetheart?
You all right?
You all right,
huh?
Baby?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go home, baby.
Come on. That's called quarter blood technique. You do that, a quarter blood will drop out of a person's body.
Tell how you beat on the cop.
Wasn't no cop, man. It was cops. Flurry. 9-10 cops. Shit out of 10 cops and had to change my whole strategy around.
Something wrong there, Chief?
She said, no bum bum, we saw brother.
Hey, what the motherfuck?
She said, so brother, Tupoku, Tupoku.
What is this, man?
I think what he's trying to tell you is that you black boys pack too much meat.
Turns out.
I know.
Look, we're gonna have bitches from Hawaii.
Hey,
you ever seen a nigga with a bitch from Hawaii?
Never.
Son of a bitch. They're niggers.